Galatians chapter 5. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 1. Only faith working through love. Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Hello, everyone. The word we will look at together today is the word from Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. It is the word that the Apostle Paul cried out to the Galatian saints with a heart that felt like bursting. The Apostle Paul went to the region of Galatia and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the people living there heard that gospel and received the blotting out of sins. However, after the Apostle Paul left that place, certain people came in and began to shake the faith of the Galatian saints. Those people are exactly the Judaizers. They spoke to the Galatian saints like this: believing in Jesus is good, but that alone is not enough. You must also keep the law of Moses, and you must also receive circumcision. Only then do you become true people of God. When the Galatian saints heard these words, it seems it sounded plausible to them. I did believe in Jesus, but somehow my heart is anxious. Am I really a true person of God? If so, it would be better to make it certain, even by receiving circumcision. Therefore, the Galatian saints began to receive circumcision, one by one. What kind of heart would the Apostle Paul have had upon hearing this news? His heart felt like it was being torn apart. That is not the gospel I preach to you. You believed in Jesus and have already been forever released from sin. So why are you trying to go back to the law again? Therefore, the Apostle Paul began to write a letter. That letter is exactly the book of Galatians. The liberty Christ gave us. Please look at verse 1 again. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Everyone, our Jesus gave us liberty. What kind of liberty is it? It is liberty from sin. It is liberty from the curse of the law. It is liberty from death. This liberty was not given to us by chance. What does the main text say? He gave us liberty, has made us free. Our Jesus had that clear intention to make us free from the very beginning, and He Himself personally gave us that liberty. Everyone, how was this liberty given? It was not just given. In the year our Jesus turned 30, He went to the Jordan River. There, He received baptism from John the Baptist. Through that baptism, what happened? All the sins of humanity, that is, all the sins of you and me, passed over onto the body of Jesus all at once. John the Baptist passed our sins over to our Jesus. Everyone, do you know what this means? In the Old Testament times, when the people of Israel committed a sin, what did they do? They brought a sheep or a goat and laid their hands on the head of that animal. That act of laying hands is exactly the law of the laying on of hands. It is all written in Leviticus chapter 1, verse 4, and chapter 16, verse 21. While laying their hands, they passed all their sins over to that animal. Then, that animal bore that sin and died. That was the sacrificial law of the Old Testament. How was this sacrificial law of the Old Testament fulfilled in the New Testament? It was fulfilled exactly by Jesus receiving baptism from John the Baptist at the Jordan River. Who is John the Baptist? He is not just a prophet. If you look at Luke chapter 1, John the Baptist is a person born into a lawful priestly family, belonging to the division of Abijah. He was the last prophet of the Old Testament, and the representative of humanity. He laid his hands on our Jesus, and passed all the sins of humanity over to him at once and forever. Therefore, the next day, what did John the Baptist cry out when he saw Jesus? John chapter 1, verse 29. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Until yesterday, he was just Jesus, but today, he became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. How did he become like that? It is because he bore all the sins of humanity through the baptism at the Jordan River. Carrying those sins, where did Jesus go? He went to the cross. There, he shed his precious blood and died. While dying, what did he cry out? It is finished. What does it mean that he finished everything? It means that he fully settled the price of the sins of humanity. It means that he fully settled it, so that not even a single speck of sin remains. And after 3 days, what happened to him? He broke the power of death and resurrected. By resurrecting, what did he become? He became our eternal righteousness. Everyone, this is that ministry through which our Jesus gave us liberty. The water, the baptism at the Jordan River, the blood, the precious blood of the cross, and the Holy Spirit, the witness sent by the resurrected Lord, combined to fulfill one eternal truth. It is written like that in 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. This is exactly the gospel of the water and the Spirit. This is the eternal spiritual foundation of the liberty given to us. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Now then, what does the Apostle Paul command upon this liberty? He commands two things. One is the command to stand fast, and the other is the command not to be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Everyone, you must stand fast. You must stand with both feet firmly planted on that ministry, which our Jesus personally fulfilled. You must not be shaken. Because the liberty we received is not a liberty received by chance, you must not be shaken. However, the Galatian saints could not stand fast. Why was that? It is because they saw their own lacking appearances. I did believe in Jesus, but why do such lacking appearances keep coming out like this? They say I receive the blotting out of sins, but why do I keep seeing sins? Am I really a true person of God? Such doubts came up from within their hearts. Everyone, is this kind of heart a heart that only the Galatian saints had? No, it is a heart that is exactly the same in us today. Even though we have received the blotting out of sins, as we live, we keep seeing our lacking appearances. Is it true that I really receive the blotting out of sins? Am I really a true child of God? Such hearts keep coming up. At that time, what does Satan whisper into our hearts? Then you should do a little more prayers of repentance at least. Give a little more offerings at least. Do a little more volunteering at least. Only then does your faith become certain. This whisper of Satan is exactly the same whisper as the whisper of those Judaizers that entered the Galatian saints. What does the Apostle Paul say? Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. That is exactly the yoke of bondage. All those attempts to confirm one's own faith by human deeds are the yoke of bondage. Our Jesus even personally died on the cross to release us from that yoke. So if we shoulder that yoke again, how regrettable a thing would that be? Christ will profit you nothing. The tone of the Apostle Paul becomes more resolute from verse 2. Look, indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Everyone, this word is a terrifying word. Christ will profit you nothing. It is the word that to a person who adds the law, while saying with their mouth that they believe in Jesus, Jesus becomes of no profit. It is the word that his ministry does not flow to that person. Why would that be so? It is because adding even a single strand of human deeds to the ministry that our Jesus personally fulfilled is spiritually declaring that his ministry is lacking. If he is lacking, he is not our Savior. Therefore, verse 4 nails it down more resolutely. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. Everyone, it says you are cut off. It says you have fallen. It is not simply an expression that your faith has been shaken. It is the word that the spiritual connection itself with Jesus has been cut off. Is this a light word? It is not so. It is the heaviest word. Therefore, the Apostle Paul points out one more thing in verse 3. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. Everyone, what does this mean? It means that if you accept even a single strand of the law as a condition of salvation, you shoulder the obligation to keep that entire law completely. Everyone, how many articles is the law? Do you think there are only the Ten Commandments? No. Inside the Pentateuch of Moses, there are a whopping 613 articles. Where is the person who will keep all of them throughout their whole life without violating even a single point? There is not even one person. Therefore, at the end of a faith that has added the law, only eternal curse is waiting. Faith working through love. Now then, what on earth is spiritually effective? The Apostle Paul firmly nails down the answer in verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Everyone, this one verse is the measuring line of the entire book of Galatians. The only thing that is effective in Jesus is just one: faith working through love. Whose love is this love? Is it our love? No, it is the love of our Jesus. It is that love which loved us, personally went to the Jordan River, took over all our sins at once and forever, shed his precious blood, and died on the cross while carrying those sins, broke the power of death, and resurrected to become our eternal righteousness. How does this love work inside our hearts? When we believe this love exactly as it is, inside that faith, this love personally begins to work. What kind of fruit does this love bring about in us? It brings about love toward souls. It brings about love toward brothers. It brings about a holy greed to preach the gospel. This is exactly faith working through love. Everyone, what does our Jesus demand of us? Is it circumcision? Is it the law? Is it prayers of repentance? Is it progressive sanctification? No. The single thing that our Jesus demands of us is the faith that believes exactly as it is, in the ministry that he personally fulfilled. It is only that one thing. Your lacking is not the answer. Everyone, as we live on, our lacking appearances are constantly revealed. I got angry again. I was jealous again. I fell into lust again. These appearances are constantly seen. At that time, what thoughts come up in our hearts? Is it true that I really received the blotting out of sins? Am I really a true righteous person? Such doubts come up. Everyone, at this time, you must not go the same way as the Galatian saints. Then, let's do more prayers of repentance at least. Let's do more volunteering at least. Let's give more offerings at least. You must not try to confirm your own faith by human deeds like this. That is exactly the yoke of bondage. That is exactly the way to be cut off from Christ. Then, what must we do? Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, firmly nails down the answer. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Everyone, when our Jesus was crucified on the cross, who was crucified together with him? It was not only our sins that were crucified. Even our old man that caused those sins was crucified together. Therefore, just because lacking appearances come up from us today, that is not our true substance. That is merely the residue of the old man that has already been crucified on the cross. Then, what is our true substance? Jesus, who lives inside us, is our true substance. What does Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 say? And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. It says they are already crucified. It is past tense. It is not a matter of crucifying them anew, but you just need to believe exactly as it is, the fact that they are already crucified. Then what must we do? Everyone, then what on earth must the righteous person do? Verse 16 gives us the answer. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You just need to walk in the Spirit. Inside our hearts, our Jesus lives as the Holy Spirit. What kind of desires does that Holy Spirit bring about inside our hearts? He brings about the desire to love souls, the desire to preach the gospel, the desire to serve brothers, and the desire to do more of the Lord's work. This is the desire of the Holy Spirit. Everyone, when this desire of the Holy Spirit comes up in your heart, please do not ignore it. Please walk following it. At first, it will come up small. It will come up just to the extent of a heart wanting to preach the gospel to one soul, a heart wanting to serve one brother. If you do not ignore that small heart and follow it exactly as it is, as time passes, that heart grows bigger and bigger. Then, if you look back one day, you will see your own appearance having become a great worker without even realizing it yourself. Everyone, if we set our hearts on that work of preaching the gospel to souls and serving brothers by following the desire of the Holy Spirit, naturally, there becomes no time to fulfill the lust of the flesh, because one person cannot do two things at the same time. The reason why the Apostle Paul said in verse 16, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh," is exactly here. In conclusion, everyone, if we summarize the words of Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, that we looked at together today into one line, it is like this. It is the word that since our Jesus has given us liberty, stand fast upon that liberty. Do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage, and live by faith, working through love. Everyone, we have been justified forever by the faith that believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, that our Jesus took over all our sins at once and forever at the Jordan River, fully settled the wages of sin with his precious blood on the cross, and became our eternal righteousness by resurrecting. Just because lacking appearances are revealed as we live on, there is no reason at all to return to the law again. There is no blotting out of sins that we must receive again through prayers of repentance, and there is no empty seat of righteousness that we must progressively fill up, because it was all fully settled at once and forever. Now, the one calling that we shoulder is to stand fast with both feet firmly planted on that ministry which he personally fulfilled, and to live loving souls and serving brothers by following the desire of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside us. Within that, the fruit of faith, working through love, will naturally ripen throughout our entire lives. Everyone, I sincerely desire that you live by that single faith, working through love, inside that eternal liberty which our Jesus has given us. I will conclude the message.